Hello, this is Graham Freer. I'm sitting in the green room of Radio Hasler. Sounds awfully grand, doesn't it? The green room. This is not the BBC, but it's close to my heart because this is where I spend some time. And David Gates, who is a writer, David E. Gates, I should say, is also a bit of a radio presenter with another radio station in Portsmouth, like Colchester Newcastle, as it were.
Yes, indeed.
Now, the reason we're here, some years ago, I suppose about 2 years ago, something like
about
that.
About 2-3 years ago, yeah.
Yeah, whenever it was. You were writing your first book ever.
That's right.
And it was called...
Access Denied.
Access Denied, which was a personal story about the problems that you had with your daughter. Is that right?
Yeah, it was not problems with my daughter as such. It was problems with the CSA and the family courts after I found out, after she was 7.5 years old, I found out she wasn't mine. And then had a battle with the family courts, a battle with her mother, battle with the CSA. And really that is just my telling of that story.
It's a hell of a story to tell.
Oh, it's a terrible time. It was something that nearly destroyed me. Pretty much lost everything at the time. You know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, they say.
That's the British spirit, all right.
Yes, absolutely.
So now, then you caught the writing bug, quite obviously, because since then you've published two other books and now your third one, is that right?
That's right, yes. I've actually published 5 books in total. I published The Roots of Evil, then a book called Omenology, which is a sort of true account of travel logs and stuff like that, that I wrote from based on places I visited. Then I wrote First Words, which was really a collection of stuff that I'd written previously that didn't really have an outlet, things like poems and film reviews, short stories, things like that. It's really hard to sort of get those things published. So I collected them together in a book. And the latest one is called The Wretched, and that's set in Portsmouth.
So, where you grew up, in fact.
That's right, yes. I grew up in Stampshaw, lived there from... shortly after I was born, right up till I was about 16 years old, and explored all around places like Flathouse Quay, Clarence Pier, the big scrapyard at Pounds' scrapyard in Tipner.
Where until a few years ago they had a couple of old submarines parked or moored up, I suppose.
That's right, yeah. I never got to go on the submarines, so we went on some of the barges, went on one of the hovercrafts that they had there, that was a disused hovercraft, and I found a number of tanks underneath the big sort of anchor points that they had piled up for the anchor points for the big ships in the harbour.
An adventurous sort of chap then.
Yeah, I think we just loved exploring. We would cycle miles and miles, my friend and I, and we just loved to explore. And, you know, at the time we didn't realise the dangers of what we were doing. But
who does at that age?
Exactly. But it was nice to sort of write something that was based around some sort of true life experiences and places that I'd visited that are either not recognisable now or no longer exist.
So tell me about this new book, The Wretched. What's it? The plot is what?
So the plot is basically a teenage boy explores like the areas around where he lives, and as a result it gives life to a new evil that stalks him, and he's basically grappling with the onset of puberty and sort of battles the shape-changing menace which haunts his dreams, and it's kind of like a unique story. It draws inspiration from local and other folklore, things like the Mother Shipton. You might have heard of that. Based on a real life person, and she gave birth to a young girl, and the young girl was known as the Wretched, and the creature in the book manifests itself as this young girl.
I know there is a pub called the Mother Shipton.
That's in Stampshire, yes.
Stampshire,
that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Near where you grew up.
Yeah, so I think the actual story comes there's all different accounts of it. Some say it comes from up north, some say it's actual local to Portsmouth. But
have you come across the truth, do you think?
It's a very long time ago, sort of 17th, 18th century, I believe, you know, when there were witches and stuff being burned at the stake and things like that.
So, enlightened times.
Yes. so it was kind of nice to to sort of weave a story based on that kind of local folklore and set it in my hometown.
Interesting that you decided to publish it yourself. That must be an expensive business.
It can be if you depending on which way you go, but if you self-publish, you can actually do it. In my case, I've actually learned the process so well now, having published 5 books and 3 short stories, that I'm sort of familiar with how it works, so I can actually do it for nothing now. It just takes time, and it's quite a steep learning curve to learn how to do it, but once you've done it, it's because you have to get the formatting right and stuff like that. And that's pretty much the hardest part, is getting the formatting right for the Kindle and for the e-readers and stuff.
I'm sure there's a book in most people.
That's what they say, isn't it? They say everyone's got a story to tell, and everyone's got a book in them. And people often sort of talk about writer's block, and I actually have a different, kind of like an opposite problem to that. If I sit down and start writing, my problem is stopping. That's how I managed to get The Roots of Evil finished. I basically had a number of chapters to do, and I just sat down one Sunday, and I think from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. I just sat and wrote and finished it.
Do you write by hand, or you
use a machine? No, I always type, recently I've got a gadget that's enabled me to actually speak and dictate, so that might even speed up the process for me as well.
Whoa, really?
So I'll be able to get some of those dreams recorded, and maybe sort of get some more inspiration from places like that.
Do people come to you for advice on how to get started?
I've been asked to, where things like, where do you get your ideas from, where do you find the time? Really, it's just grabbing time whenever you can.
Do you have an answer to these people?
I think it's just start writing. You'll be surprised how quickly it develops into something. Things I'd only half written, I've revisited and managed to complete and turn into a full book and stuff. And the advice I was given when I was first starting out by people like Clive Barker and James Herbert, who wrote The Rats, is don't stop, just keep going, keep writing, and you'll just get better and better and better.
So where next for you?
I'm working on a new book, which is a very long novel called The Climbing Frame. It's about a young person's development as he turns into a psychopath and ascends the levels, hence the climbing frame being an allegory for his rise up through the levels of psychopathy. Also trying to get a film script that I wrote published and maybe filmed, and a short film as well. And I'm collecting together another anthology of short stories and poems as well.
It's a bug, isn't it?
It is, yeah. If I've got spare time, I just write. So there doesn't seem to be anything stopping me nowadays.
David E. Gates, thank you for coming in. And the best of luck with your new book, The Wretched. And I've no doubt I'll talk to you again in the future. With
Absolutely.
Your next book, maybe, who knows?
Absolutely, that's great. Thank you for having me.